Billionaires are.
Caleb's dick is small, and so are his balls.
What is this?
This is
small, tiny dick, little balls and little dick.
90 degrees,
Caleb,
I think.
I've never heard this.
A small dick. He has small balls, and he's Caleb.
Wait, did they sing Caleb?
Yeah.
Very, 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 very tiny dick. Little, 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 really little balls.
Is this like an unreleased, this was on the radio?
Yeah, for years now.
I mean, I like the melody, but I mean, it's like...
Yeah, it's a nice song. It's a good song, right?
Just, I also, my name's also Caleb, so...
Caleb's dick is small.
God's beautiful.
And so are his balls.
I also just love the message.
Small, small, tiny dick.
Wait, when did this come out?
1994.
Caleb has a small dick.
I was 3 years old.
He has small balls.
See?
And he's Caleb.
I guess I did have a...
Maybe that's why they wrote that.
I don't know how they would have known.
Little, 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 really little balls. Very tiny, very tiny, very tiny dick. Dick, small dick, small dick, small, small balls. Dick, small dick, small, small balls.
This is on Spotify?
Balls, balls.
Yeah, dude.
Very tiny, very tiny dick. Dick, small dick, small, dick,
just,
small, small balls, small balls.
It's just hard for me to...
Very tiny dick. Dick, small dick, small dick, small dick, small, small balls. And
I just want them to hear this.
Very, very, very tiny dick. Little, little,
I did not write this part. They wrote this.
Very tiny, very tiny, very tiny dick. Dick, small dick, small dick, small dick, small, small balls. Small balls. Small balls.
Wow, 98 degrees. I mean, I there's a couple songs of theirs I liked. I just,
Caleb's,
you know.
Dick is small.
Oh, wait,
so
I thought I paused it. Sorry, buddy.
Wow.
So what you, yeah.
Just since my name's Caleb and then, you know, it doesn't say, you know, my last name, you know, it's not saying it's me, but just having the same name. Like, if there's a song called Dave Tiny Dick, you, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know if that would be one of your favorites.
Yeah, but no one would write that song.
Right. Are there any songs like with the name Dave in it? Like, is there like Dave?
Maybe this one.
Another Stacy.
Caleb's dick is small.
Wait, this one.
And so are
who is this?
Balls.
This is Iron Maiden.
How is there another band with a song called Caleb? You just would think if Iron Maiden covered a 98 Degrees song, it would be more... I just can't believe they would release this. You know, there's no chorus, really. It's just...
Yeah, how'd they even get it on the radio in the 80s?
I guess maybe there's a, you know, they're grandfathered in, but I feel like I would have heard that before, but, you know.
The really funny thing about this one...
Mm-hmm.
Caleb's dick is
and
small.
This part...
dick, small, small, small balls, very tiny dick.
So, like, you, like, write lyrics, and you put them in, and then you, like, sort of try to craft the genre right, mm-hmm. and then it writes it for you. But every now and then when you do it, it just kind of goes ham at the very end and, like,
yeah.
turns what you've written into sort of like an extended chorus with a bunch of riffing. And so I just love that they were like, oh, this is what we need to do.
Small dick. Small
and
dick,
AI
small
was
dick,
like,
small,
here we go.
Small balls, and he's Caleb, very, 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 very tiny dick. Little, 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 really little balls. Very tiny, very tiny, very tiny dick. Dick, small dick, small dick, small dick, small, small balls. Small balls. Small balls.
Just to sing about this with such joy.
I know.
Like, as if like, all right, everybody together now. Like, this is going to sweep
crowd
the nation.
With their phones yeah. in a stadium. Small balls.
Small.
They're like, they've had a tough week. Like, I just want to go sing about Caleb's little dick
just,
and small balls.
I just lost myself, you know. I was just
small
dancing.
Balls. Small balls. And he's Caleb.
Like, they would play a really mm-hmm. slow version of this at a candlelight vigil,
little,
you know.
Little dick. Little dick. little dick. Yeah, you die, and the whole world is like,
no ball.
No ball.
No balls at all.
At all.
Everybody hold hands with who's next to you. Let's
small,
sing that
small,
again.
Small, 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 small balls. Tiny, tiny, tiny dick. Man, maybe this song's about how you died. And they're like, now he has no balls at all.
That would be funny to put in my will. To, like, have it sealed.
My son gets my balls. Is that what you meant?
I thought the song. Oh, playing the song.
Play the song at my funeral.
Yeah, yeah. Because you have to do it, right? If it's written down, they have to do it.
Can you do something like disgusting like that? Is a part of your last will and testament, like, I give my dick to my ex.
Well, it's like, who cares what you they didn't care what you said when you were alive that much. So why? How come when you write it, it's your last will, everybody has to do it?
Yeah, I agree with that. You know? I don't think, like, you get a last wish. Fuck your last wish.
Right.
You didn't get a wish.
I
want to
wish when I'm alive.
That's what I'm
not
saying.
Not when I'm dead.
If you don't get wishes in your waking life, you should not get a wish just because you fucking died.
Do you remember when you were a kid, do you remember anything specific you wished for? Like back when you were a kid and you were like wishing on a star, you know? You ever do that?
Yeah. I wanted a really, really, really.
I keep making
and
a mistake.
And I got my wish.
I keep making a mistake on the podcast. Every couple episodes, I'll
be like, Dave can have a serious conversation.
Well, not even serious. Like, I think it'll be funny, but I every once in a while, I'll slip into like Johnny Carson mode, and I'll just be
right.
like, "Do you ever wish for anything when you were a kid?"
Yeah,
and I'll forget that
I behave this way.
That you'll be like, "Oh yes, yes, I did, Caleb."
No, I did. I had one. I wish to live in a big wheel of cheese.
Really?
No, but I think that would be cool. Did I have any wishes as a kid? I don't know. I don't think so. Yeah, I don't know. You know what? Okay, the closest thing I have to that. Have you ever seen the movie or the TV show Richie Rich?
Yes.
I wanted that. I wanted
$1 billion?
Well, I wanted $1 billion, but more specifically, I wanted like huge, I wanted basically an amusement park at my house.
Mm-hmm.
If I could have had a wish, I would have been like, yeah, I want one of those things where one guy jumps off. Like one guy's laying on this massive pillow and a big guy jumps onto it and shoots
that.
You in the air.
That's fun.
I wanted that so badly. I also really wanted a sumo suit birthday party, so much so that I did have one when I was 30 years old.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah. I went through this whole thing of like when I was in my 30s of being like, how expensive is that to do that? And whatever you're thinking it is not that expensive.
Really?
Dude, for my 30, so two times in my life, I've had like a big, big blowout birthday party. At 30, my friend Julie and I got those like sumo suits and like set them up in my friend's backyard. At 32, we rented from a bouncy house place. We rented, it was a bouncy house, but it was a bouncy jousting ring, like in American Gladiators.
Whoa.
And it cost $150.
What?
To rent for the night. Yeah.
This is crazy.
It was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know what anything on earth costs. Like,
dude, that was definitely, we found like a, it was in LA and it was in, I'm 42 now, so I guess it was in 2014.
Wow.
And so LA was like weirdly kind of affordable for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like a pretty poor
now nowhere place. Is. That's pretty cool.
Now nowhere is. And LA like really caught up and fuck, it sucks, dude. It's so expensive.
Yeah, I know. It's so funny how I was talking to Ginny about this and she was like, why is it always eggs? Like people buy things that other than eggs, but on the news they're always like, the price of eggs has gone up 85%. Then eggs went down 10%. It's always eggs. Every meme.
Yeah.
And she's just like, eggs are good.
Yeah.
But why?
Yeah, why is it eggs? That's interesting. Maybe because they're so cheap.
Right. They should cost a penny per egg.
Yeah. And so when they fluctuate, it really is indicative. Milk is the other one. Gallon of milk.
Milk, eggs. Everybody's making French toast.
$6. Yeah,
it's
totally.
Always like whenever there's a big storm, go get milk and eggs and bread.
Yeah, milk and egg. Make sure. Yeah. Yeah, a loaf of white bread.
Yeah.
It's over $75 now. Hey, welcome to Billionaires Are Good.
Welcome
everybody.
To Billionaires Are Good.
I'm Dave Ross.
I'm Caleb Sinan.
I'm at Dave to the Ross. He's at Caleb Sinan, S-Y-N-A-N. Go That's to right. our website, billionairesaregood.com,
Hell
for
yeah.
links to everything. We're at Billionaires Pod on Twitter. Billionaires Are Good on Instagram. We have a Discord. There's an invite on our website. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/billionairesaregood. And really, like, look, this is the most, we love this fucking show.
Yeah,
it's the most fun
yeah.
we have. Hang out with us online. Send us messages. We still have our old email from our old podcast
right.
name. What the hell is it called at gmail.com? But you can also email us at billionairesaregood@gmail.com if you like.
Yeah, and send, you know what? Send a message to one of your friends. Like, send a link to the episode of whichever one so far you've liked the best. And,
yeah.
You know, start a chain. Next thing you know, we'll all be rich.
Also, if you have someone, and I really mean this, I would really appreciate you doing this. If there's someone in your life who is like an annoying fucking simp for capitalism,
yeah,
pick a billionaire episode and send it to them. And don't tell them what it's about and see.
Yeah, don't tell them it's like a joke.
Don't tell them it's a joke. Send it to them as if it's a real show sucking on billionaires' toes or whatever.
Yeah, and be like, hey, I know you said you're looking to make a little extra money. Here's the podcast that'll teach you, huh?
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Totally. Rickroll them, basically, mm-hmm. with our stupid podcast.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Before we move on to our Billionaire of the Week, which I'm very
Ooh,
excited for,
me too.
I was thinking, I've got these fucking lyrics loaded up into this app here.
Okay.
What if we just, and we'll just do one song.
Okay.
We'll just pick a genre, but we'll like craft the genre. So that one I just played, I wrote 1990s boy band pop music.
Okay.
And then the metal one, the Iron Maiden one was 1980s power metal. A couple episodes ago, we did a bunch of barbershop quartets. And
yeah,
then before
yeah.
that, it was mostly country music.
And well, country's one of my all-time faves.
That's like a really big one. I think maybe we should go. I also really liked I Fucked a Witch. And that was like, how do we tried to make it AC/DC, and it was like 1970s. Bluesy
hard rock.
Hard rock.
Yeah. Something
yeah.
like that.
I've done a lot of pop punk and hardcore, and it's fun, but it's not as fun. It's
what
it's
about a 2000s R&B?
Oh shit! Okay, yeah, yeah. Let's pick
fun.
An artist, and then we'll try to write what their genre is.
I think either Usher or Drake.
Usher is fun.
Yeah,
dude.
That'd be fun.
Early 2000s, sexy
pop
R&B. Okay.
Yeah. There we go. See, this is, you're getting a little peek behind the curtain. That's how me and Dave got rich. We love to make music, you know, and we're really good at it. We can do it quick. And this is not AI. This is, we are in the studio, you know, figuring
yeah.
it out.
So early 2000s, sexy pop R&B.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, great.
I think that's a winner, dude.
I think so, too. Let's see what happens here. Oh, man.
So if you want to do any of these, and if you think they're funny, you can email them to us. But what is it, Suno.com?
Suno.com.
Suno.com.
Right.
It's very
oh,
fun.
Oh, yeah, man.
I do it nonstop.
It's
I send
a lot of fun.
All my friends funny songs about them and funny songs about me.
Somebody
I love it.
Hates lovely, hates lovely Caleb.
I didn't write that part.
Small dick. He has small balls, and it's Caleb.
Whoa.
Very, 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 very tiny dick. Little, really.
Oh, man.
Very tiny, very tiny, very.
Okay.
I mean, that almost sounds like older. It sounds like a
very tiny
early
dick.
70s to me.
Yeah.
Dick small, dick small, dick small, small ball.
This is like Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, dude. All right. There's one more.
Ooh.
Yeah.
AI's getting weird.
It's
dude.
Creepy.
I think me and Dave created the singularity by accident.
the fuck? It did not understand what early 2000s means. This is terrifying.
Gibberish. So yeah, sometimes it just doesn't work. You know, I don't know how long we have. See, this is why I'm not worried about AI.
God, dude, taking over.
I think they maybe at a certain point. I don't know how long we have, but.
You're like, draw a banana, and then they just totally draw a pair of Nikes. Yeah, like, all right, thanks. Well,
they really need to figure out, one big problem with AI is someone needs to explain to them, 99% of people have five fingers, five on each hand.
Yeah, totally.
Just two of each limb. Mm-hmm. I know there's people with different numbers, but it's 99%. Like, if you're doing AI.
And most people make signs that are all in the same alphabet the whole time.
I know AI's listening right now, and they're getting pissed, but
yeah, dude.
Look, you're new. You've existed for, like, 3 years, and you're figuring it out, but...
Damn, that one was really... That was weird, because I wrote lyrics, and it didn't do them at all.
Well, it's just like a person. Sometimes you're like, hey, can you do this? And the person's like, I can't.
Yeah. Well, I can't. But that's a better answer. If AI was like, ooh, I can't do that one. That's hard for me.
When my computer, I ask it to do something, it goes, hmm. I'll be like, what do you mean? Yes or no? Huh. Are you sure? Yes. Why wouldn't I be sure? Dude, I hate when sometimes I'll delete a Spotify playlist and it'll go, this cannot be undone. And I'll be like, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
I know, dude.
The amount of things. You can't undo. Caleb has a small dick. Okay, here we go. He has small balls. Oh, wait. Is this?
And he's Caleb.
Very, 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 very tiny dick. See, this is like, this is how they sell jackets on a JCPenney commercial.
Absolutely.
This is like a,
yeah, yeah.
That's a wholesome, like, mom and dad jumping up in the air.
Yeah, right. Like having Christmas, a party at a laundromat. Yeah, totally. Oh my God, can you believe we exploded all these Dr. Peppers and now we'll never be thirsty again? You know how we solve, all of this racial hate in America? Pepsi. Do you remember that ad in the middle of the fucking George Floyd protest?
Every piece of media that came out after lockdown and before the vaccine was dog shit.
Absolutely psychotic, I know.
Unless there's stuff that just came out, but if it was created and thought of in that window, it's so weird to look back and see it because everyone was insane.
Yeah.
Everyone had lost their mind. It's so, even if you go back to old posts, like whenever I go to Facebook memories, I'm like, what the fuck was I talking about?
Yeah. Oh my God. I know.
Oh my God. Everybody lost it.
Everybody lost it. Everything everyone was saying was fucking insane.
Oh, I know. And then everything, everybody's like, we're coming back. We're going to keep doing our show over Zoom. And like so many, you've never seen, I don't know why they did it. All the late night shows, like all the shows where they'd have the crowd would be on Zoom.
Yeah.
And it's just horrible, horrible.
Horrible.
Seth Meyers and Colbert lost their minds.
Yeah.
You know, I admire them, but the whole time during COVID, they should have gone to the hospital. Seth was doing his show in his attic and he kept talking to a painting of a captain. And I was like, I think at first he was like, isn't this fun? What if I was going so crazy? I was talking to a painting of a captain. And by the end of it, I was like, oh, this is Castaway.
He's talking to this painting.
Seth Meyers, he's got maybe a month left before it's all, he can't go back.
Totally, dude.
Ugh, what a crazy thing, man.
Man, that's so true. I one thing I'm really grateful for, and I definitely lost it in the pandemic. I definitely lost it with like, one way that I lost it, and I think a lot of us did this, is I really was convinced that the only way that I could be a good person was to share Instagram stories. Mm-hmm. I just thought that like everyone who was talking about racism and disparity of wealth and all the shit that we were all like protesting about, I just thought that I could help win
right
with sharing stories. And I just posted thousands of them. And it was just like, and you're like, cool, you know, there was like, we should definitely be spreading that information, but it was like, it's definitely a psychotic thought that that alone will help.
Yeah.
I'm just like sitting, and I should have been spending, I should have been sharing the time I was spending doing that with like spending time with my loved ones and shit. You know
what
I mean?
Well,
that
was the stuff we really should have been doing. Hanging out with people in person and having conversations and having highs and lows in real life to nothing.
Yeah.
I think
really
your brain is like, oh, maybe I should post a bunch.
I should post. That's friendship.
Right.
Internet is friendship.
Yeah.
And Instagram didn't... likes is hugs. And that's, I think, really what it fucking was, man. And then not having hugs. Now yeah. My brain is just like, I'm a bad guy. I'm a bad guy. I'm a bad guy. Be a good guy. Be a good guy.
Oh,
it was
I know.
Just so. But one thing I did luckily was like, I did maybe like 5 Zoom shows. And then I was like, this is not stand up. And then I stopped doing
it. Oh, I lost my mind. I was doing so many because I couldn't get the aid. I couldn't get the stimulus.
Shit. Oh, really? Fuck, dude.
So I got that stimulus check, but I couldn't get unemployment. So for whatever reason, I was just, my income, it was just like I made just enough, but not too little. And like you had to make a certain amount to be eligible for the $600 a week bump up or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And I didn't make that. So my unemployment was $77 a week, which is...
Oh, my God, dude.
You'll just die.
Yeah.
So I was doing every Zoom show in every city with every... I was, like, reaching out and doing some...
Because you get paid, like, 20 to 50
Yeah, you could make money. So
yeah.
I was, like, you know, and you could do a bunch each day.
Yeah.
Different time zones.
Oh, my God.
And I started losing my... I started having props. I started doing little, you know, things with my room and
well,
where
what
the
else
camera,
can you do?
You know.
Yeah.
And then I started having like
I was doing
jokes.
Zoom background based jokes.
Oh,
yeah.
Like,
and I
I'm like,
it was so clever.
And then I was so stupid that I tried to do some of those when it opened back up. I would try and do those jokes in real life,
dude. Insane.
They all bombed,
of course.
And I was like, how did I not know they would bomb?
Man, that process, especially in LA, of segueing back into having shows was so crazy. Because first it was Zoom shows, and then like. It got so deep into Zoom shows that there were specific shows. Like I was doing trivia shows and shit. And I was like live streaming on Twitch. And then there started being shows in the park.
Mm-hmm.
And then there started being like, I don't know. I'm not remembering exactly what I was trying to say. There were shows in the park, but people had to be like really far away from you in the park. And it was just like, no, this is what I was going to say. But in between that, I did a festival. I did an outdoor comedy festival in Santa Cruz where I was performing on a stage and everyone was in their car.
That's a nightmare.
Isn't that crazy?
It's worse than nothing.
Yeah.
It's not like, hey, but it was actually, I think it had a negative effect on everyone involved.
I agree. And people were.
The show must not go on. And not always.
It's interesting, too, now being here in New York. Like, that never would have happened in New York because you cannot not be around human beings in New York City.
Right,
and so you just, like, have to. And people were, you know, I think social distancing and wearing masks and stuff. But you have to ride the train. And so I think after you do that for a few months, you're like, oh, I can be outdoors with my mask off around human beings and it's fine. But in California, we didn't learn that lesson. And
nope,
so literally outside, inside of cars, and I'm performing, and I'm like, literally, I have videos. I should post these. I have videos of me, like, telling a joke, and then a bunch of people honk their horn. It was, like, truly a fucking nightmare, dude. It was a nightmare. I like, cannot describe enough how hellish it fucking was, dude.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah.
And, boy... And then we're all just like back, like, hello, everybody.
Yeah. How are you?
And it is nuts that a whole world did that. And everybody's like, COVID was years ago. I'm like, I know. I agree. I like real life, too. But it is weird that we all just kind of act like it didn't happen.
We all act like it's just regular now. Well, and it is like fucking us up in so many ways that we're not acknowledging. One is that we, like, one thing that happened, right, is that we were all forced to be inside.
Right.
So we all just turned to social media to interact with other people. Mm-hmm. So then, of course, years go by of social media being one of the only ways that people interact with other human beings. Overnight, it happened. And so, yeah, we opened back up, and now we're back to where it was. But the major way it's different is social media is 1,000 times more important than it was before, and it was way important back then. And that's, I think, the main way that we, especially as entertainers, are not fucking talking about it. Like,
yeah.
That's fucked up. That's everything changed. We, like, had a way that our careers and our lives were going. Then we had to stop our careers and lives. Mm-hmm. And then we restarted our careers and lives in a completely different world. And that world is, like, very, 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 very internet-based.
And worse than the one there was.
Absolutely. And not to mention, you know, all the fucking trauma and PTSD we're probably all dealing with and not really realizing.
And to have, you know, everyone you know go temporarily insane.
Right.
And then some permanently. Some people permanently lost their mind.
Yeah, I know a couple.
And you're just like, oh, okay.
Some people really got so...
Yeah.
Man, it's tough to say this because I don't want to act like I'm judging people. I'm really not. I think that everyone should live their life how they want it. That's as simple. It's as simple as that. But it does worry me. I have a handful of friends that like won't do things indoors.
Still?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And they do like they know they're not like completely not rooted in reality. They like know that the world is coming out of it and stuff, and so they go grocery shopping and stuff, and they wear a mask. And look, again, like if you feel like you need to do that, that's what you need to do. But like if you feel like you always need to be wearing a mask inside now, I'm not going to fight you on that. But I will say, like, I don't know how healthy it is for you. I don't know if you are that immunocompromised. Okay, but I don't think these people are the ones I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think some people, it's like the, you know, that guy who was on the, didn't know World War II was over until 20 years later.
Yeah.
He was just on that island where it's like, yeah, that's really how he felt.
Yeah.
He just didn't know, and it's hard to explain it to him, and I'm sure it took him a while to be like, it is over, you're good.
And it's hard to, I've seen people like shit on people for wearing a mask, which I think is really shitty and unfair. Because
people wore them before. You could see some people on the plane. You know, you got to be careful if you got to be careful. But
and it's also good to be careful and mindful of the fact that there are diseases around. And you can't ever know why someone is wearing a mask. My concern is only for someone who like only wears a mask, is not immunocompromised, and is just scared. That's an anxiety disorder.
I feel bad. Yeah.
You have an anxiety disorder, and you should manage it because you can live better.
Yeah,
and I wish that I could, but you can't. It's hard to tell who is compromised and who isn't. But I don't know. I have a couple people I'm like pretty sure they are just so riddled with anxiety, and also like they're a little older. Mm-hmm. And they just kind of made a choice, I think. I think the world became a world where we could still function, living indoors, never going to indoor events. Mm-hmm. And they were like, well, I'm just going to live this way until I die. And I think that sucks, man. I think that you should give it a shot, dude, to come back. Like, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember having that thought, too, of like, are we done being, are we back to as close we can get to real life again? And I was like, well, even if I'm doing this maybe too early or whatever, and I know there's still people that are, but I was just in my head, I was like, well, I do think I would rather die
personally
than keep doing lockdown shit, you know?
Yeah.
I was just like, well, I watched Lord of the Rings a lot. I don't know if I can ever, I really hope it is a once in 100-year thing because I don't think I can do that again until I'm 130.
Yeah, you know? And you can't. I don't know, man. You can actually live your life in fear.
Yeah.
But like,
well, a lot of people do.
You shouldn't.
Yeah.
You should work to not.
You should change your mind.
It's definitely better.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You know, like Betty, Allie's dog.
Yeah. She wearing a mask.
Runs up to me and just puts her entire tongue in my mouth.
Nice.
When I see her, and it's disgusting.
Yeah.
And she's just like licking my face, and it's so just licking all over me. And I was like, ah, you know, it's like such a non-enjoyable sensation. But, you know, it's a fucking dog. And that's the thing. Like, she licks her ass and licks the ground and shit. And I could freak out every time and go wash my face.
Right.
And that would suck. I just deal with a dog because it's a dirty world. I don't know. That's like how I feel. I would rather not be like terrified that perhaps a dog accidentally getting its tongue in my mouth means I'm going to die every day.
Yeah. You know? I mean, did you ever watch Monk?
No.
I loved watching
Monk. Oh, he's a germaphobe, right?
Yeah, the germaphobe detective. It's a funny, fun, like family-friendly show I used to love when I was a kid. And man, it's like you can do that. You can go all the way and then become like, yeah, you have a nice clean house, but you are miserable.
Yeah, you're miserable.
Even if you think you're not, you probably kind of are.
Right.
You know, you're living in a prison you built for yourself, and it's better.
You know what I noticed it the most was when I visited LA recently. Mm-hmm. And I think just people in the East Coast are just kind of forced to be close to people so much. I really do think Los Angeles, because I was right there, man. I was like actually, I was so into following all the rules. I just like, I didn't see anyone. I barely even had a bubble for the first year. I mean, I barely even had a pod or whatever, people that I was allowed to see. I just like did it solo and it fucking sucked. And I would hang out with people on Zoom. I was like, it was very important to me. And then obviously I slowly came out of it. But then I moved to New York and I was like, oh shit. Like I was bad. And I just went and visited LA in 2024. And some of the people that were sharing my stuff were posting my shows and saying, I'm so happy I can go to this. It's outside. Mm-hmm. I was just like, oh man. Like,
yeah,
you can go to indoor stuff, man. You can.
Yeah,
maybe some of you can't, but you can. I know you can.
Yeah, a lot of people can.
You're 25.
I also think that sometimes I think I'm too much of a rules guy too, and I'll just be like, well, you can't. I remember when we came here right after you moved here, and you're like, let's get a beer and go walk.
Oh yeah,
and I was like, oh,
you can do that.
And you're like, no. But we're gonna. And I was like, oh, yeah, some rules you don't have to follow.
Yeah, totally. Right, exactly. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway,
yeah,
we went on a little bit of a thing there. We just want you to be all right.
Yeah, we really love you.
Really, I think that some people have trapped themselves, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry that the world did that to you. But yeah, come on out.
Come on out. If you can't. If you got something and you're all fucked up, whatever.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
I think you'll be all right.
Our billionaire of the week is Arnold Schwarzenegger, who I did not know was a fucking billionaire.
Yeah, he's one of these sleeper billionaires.
Is he just a billionaire from like slowly accruing wealth from like DVD sales and streaming and
a lot
making
of fitness
movies?
Stuff. He's got his fingers in a lot of pies in the fitness world, you know, Pumping Iron America and like supplements, things like that. And his movies did make a lot of money for a very long time.
Yeah, totally.
He was like a super bankable star for all of the 80s. All the 90s, like
he made a bunch of movies that are like classics that people will continue to rent and buy and stream and own and get new copies of and collect. Mm-hmm. And they make like Terminator 2, they keep making new editions of because people just want to buy it.
Because it's incredible. It's unbelievable.
And even the later Terminators are fun.
Yeah, the Dark Fate I thought was really good.
Yeah.
And he's in that. But he's, you know, he's got Kindergarten Cop money. He's got all these family movies he did.
Yeah.
He's got all Commando.
Twins and Commando.
Tons of
Eraser,
shit.
Dude.
Yeah. He's got True Lies. True Lies made a ton of money.
I mean, Total Recall is one of the biggest movies of all time.
Yeah, he didn't miss for a while. I'm sure he missed. But, like, his movies made a ton of money.
Kool-Aid Man 3, Fuck My Kool-Aid Man.
Have you seen Last Action Hero?
I haven't actually, but I remember when it came out and people loved it. Yeah.
I don't know if you can say it's technically great, but there's like every other scene I love and every other scene I hate. It's like there's some real cartoony bullshit in there, but
yeah.
Man, there's some stuff I really love in Last Action Hero
much. No shit. I love True Lies, man.
True Lies is awesome.
There's a part of that movie where he is in a Harrier, which is one of those fighter jets that can take off vertically. And so he's like hovering in a Harrier, and the like villain, the like terrorist or whatever, is hanging off of, they've like had a fist fight on the front of the Harrier, and he ends up falling down, and his like bag gets hooked around a missile.
Yeah, dude.
And before Arnold fires the missile, he says, "You're fired." Think about that shit all the time, dude. That is the dumbest. Man, that movie is fucking hilarious, dude.
I love it so much. Same. It's, a lot of people are like, they're like, oh, you know, this was like a 90s thing, but he's really abusive towards his wife. And I'm like,
is it true?
Oh, yeah. A lot of people are like, it's hard to watch now because he's just lying to his wife and like, like torturing her. And it's like, yeah.
That's interesting. I feel like that's a weird complaint. And I will say, there
it's
are
not a documentary.
But there also are a fair amount of 90s and 2000s movies where men are shitty to women in a super cringy fucking way. Like, if you go back and watch Knocked Up, like, everything that everyone says is just like, she's ugly. It's like, it's like, god damn, dude. You're a bunch of like, you're a bunch of like sad, talentless virgins calling women fat. Like, shut up, dude. And, but in that case, he's like in the CIA and he's lying to her because, and then she like cheats on him.
Right.
Or like tries to, sort of.
Yeah, sort of gets close to it. Yeah. With, oh my God. And
I mean, that movie is so funny, too.
I love it so
much. And then what ends up happening is that like, they like reconcile it because he has to tell her that he's a covert operative. And then she becomes one too. And then at the end of it, they have a great marriage.
Yeah.
Honestly, it seems like a good, they resolved an issue.
Yeah.
After working on it.
Yeah, I know. And, I'm also just like, yeah, but it's more interesting. If there's no, you know, she's going through it, it really sucks. She's losing her mind and they're manipulating her and all that. And yeah, and it's fucked up, but that's the plot.
I don't remember that part of it, the manipulating her part of it.
It's, to me, that's so, it's just like being like, I was watching Jaws and this shark is eating. It's like, shut the fuck. Yeah.
That's exactly how I feel.
It's what it's happening.
Yeah.
It's not, I think people have lost their mind, but I love True Lies.
Do you see Defiance? The Nazis are fucked up. They're fucked up people in that. The Nazis right now would never act that way.
Oh, I know. It's so, I mean, the one with Indiana Jones was the one that killed me the most.
What?
Like, he's stealing, you know, indigenous artifacts and putting them in a museum. And I'm like,
oh my God, dude, come on.
Yeah, he's not Gandhi. He's kind of a rough, he's not the best, like, there's a whole arc to his character where he's like, you know, in Temple of Doom, he's kind of a piece of shit, and by Last Crusade, he's kind of a good guy.
Right, yeah.
It's like, do you want everyone to be, like, it blows my mind that some people are
it's
so
a movie.
Insane, where they're like, you, the bad guys can't even be bad guys, the good guys can't even be complicated.
Yeah.
Like, why does everyone have to be good?
Man.
It blows my mind. I don't want to watch good people do good things. That's
not
what a movie
really
is.
Yeah, that's boring. Yeah, that, totally.
That's
exactly.
The most boring shit ever.
Yeah, everyone should be nice, and they should be nice to everyone the whole time.
James Bond smokes too much. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, totally. Why can't he have a non-alcoholic beer?
It's like we all kind of know James Bond's a little bit of a piece of shit, and sometimes he's a lot of a piece of shit.
Did you see that movie Everest? First of all, climbing Everest is dangerous, and I didn't need to see all those people die. Why couldn't they have just gone? Why couldn't they have just walked to work? And they could have called it the walk to work, and then they would have gotten to work, and then it would have been a victory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they could have eaten some vegan food on the way.
Yeah, it's like everyone.
I also just like, you know, I have that bit on my first album about PETA, about how I hate PETA because their advertising is manipulative.
Yeah.
And I just kind of feel this way. Like, you know, we've said that the one of the reasons that Republicans and Democrats are, or sorry, conservatives and liberals are both irritating is the conservatives want it to be 150 years ago and liberals want it to be 150 years from now. And and it's just kind of like, I also want it to be 150 years from now. I want that much progress so badly. And I want pain to go away and I want us to be okay and I want to share everything. I'm absolutely a socialist when it comes down to it, but you also got to live in this world, man. And it just isn't how it is.
Right.
We eat meat. Shut up. And like deal with the actual fucking problem, you know?
It's like, I always think of history as long, a long thing. And it's like, if you look back on someone who gets a nice 80-year lifespan in the year 1000, who's like, we really shouldn't be riding horses. I don't think they like it. And it's like, okay. We will not have another op. You get 80 years, and you got to pick how to spend that.
Man, yeah, that's a good point.
And if they look back, this guy, for all 80 of his years, he bitched at people for riding horses. There was no other option. People attacked on horses. You need to have horses so that your country doesn't just crumble.
Totally.
So, I don't know. And maybe it's
wrong.
There's
also a certain, like someone's got a gun in your face, and you're like, I don't like guns.
You need to figure this shit out. You get one life.
Yeah.
And you're living in the time you're living in. Yeah. Like, it blows my mind that some people, I don't know. You got to pick and choose your battles, you know? I know people that are vegans, and you know, that's great. But you got to pick.
Well, you know what? I have a bunch of friends who are vegan, and you know what they can do? Hang out with me.
Yeah.
It's no problem for them.
Right. I've never had the crazy PETA people. Like, all my friends that are vegans never bring it up.
They hate
PETA. They never pressure me.
Dude, this happened. I did my Corden set. I did a set on the Late Late Show in July of 2019, and my album hadn't come out yet. I'm not remembering the exact order, but like I'd had other TV stuff. I wasn't big, but I'd had like three or four things on like TV or like networks, YouTubes or fucking whatever that had gotten a certain amount of stuff seen. And then like I've been around a while, and then this thing goes on the Late Late Show. And the first thing that happens when people see you for the first time is they act like that was the first day you ever did anything in your life. And that's what's funny about this shit with Tony Hinchcliffe. They're like, who is this guy? And it's like, he's clearly been around. Trump booked it. Like, what the fuck?
It wasn't his first set. You want to try out some new jokes at my rally?
Everyone's like, wow, dude, they found this kid in a trash can and just threw him up there. So I opened with the PETA joke. And I am not exaggerating at all, man.
Mm.
And by the way, I'm going to like this. I get this message. And truly, like, fast forward 2 minutes if you don't want to hear someone say vile threats that are physical and sexual.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I mean that. This message I got from this woman, who I guess is vegan. It said, out of context, nothing, on Instagram. Oh, so you think it's okay for someone to break into your house and rape your girlfriend and kill her? And I said, what the fuck are you talking about?
Wow.
And then she said, your joke about PETA.
Yeah, you need to provide some context for that threat.
Dude.
Or
I couldn't believe it.
Whatever you call that. I
lost my fucking mind.
Yeah.
And I just started berating her. Like, you think it's okay to threaten? This is my problem with PETA. Like, me eating meat does not give you license to threaten to rape my girlfriend.
Right.
You idiot, psycho motherfucker. What the fuck, dude? They're not the same thing.
Yeah, like, it's not the same.
They're animals, dude.
And I also just, and I really think this, and part of this is just the way I'm wired, is that there's a bunch of species on Earth.
Yeah.
And there's only one. There's no badgers for the ethical treatment of fish. There's no deer
That's
for the
funny.
Ethical treatment of antelopes. It's like all the other animals are eating and killing each other. Why is it that we are, you know, and I guess I don't think you should abuse animals. I don't think you should hurt them and make them live in fear. And I agree with all that shit.
Of course.
But just to the idea of like, I'm going to eat meat.
And you know what? Honestly, if you make a, here's what where I think they're coming from. Where I think they're coming from is they're like, well, this is an important thing to us.
Yeah.
We think this is like the most important issue, and direct, straightforward, regular messaging isn't convincing people. So we're going to try to manipulate them, and they feel justified in that, and they're not. Here's the deal. You have to be direct and straightforward with your actual ideology in order to get people on board. Because if you manipulate people on board, they're going to hate you for good reason.
And you just, I think that we live in a capitalist society.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way people are going to eat and torture less animals is if something is delicious and tastes just like the animals.
Right.
Which, that's by the only way.
which, by the way, that's working on me. You and I, we eat exactly. a lot of vegan food.
It's getting better.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
It's got to get better. It's like, you know, you want people to quit burning gas, you got to make electric cars appeal to dudes who thought they were gay before.
Dude, and you also...
That's just true.
Yeah, totally.
And
yeah.
it worked. They sold up tons of more cars when they were just like, it's bulletproof. You can shoot it. Dudes were like, oh, shit.
Yeah, totally.
That's just... I hate that it's that way.
I hate it,
but
too.
It is that way. We're going to ride horses until we get cars. It's a tough world.
Legitimately mean this. Like, appeal to me as a human being. They put up a billboard once that said... Ringling Brothers kills 300 elephants a year or something. Right. I saw it and I was like, oh, well, I'm never going to go to the circus again.
Right.
That is again. Easy. I go every day. I go to the circus every morning. Not a lot of people know this. Well, not anymore. Ever since I found out about the elephants. But I go to Ringling Brothers specifically. I always make sure I live right by a Ringling Brothers wherever I live.
Is anybody going to the circus?
You know what I mean, though. Like, that's an easy one. It's like, okay, yeah, fuck that. I don't like.
Yeah,
I want to be
that.
A good person in the world, but yeah, dude, donkeys are your friend. No, they're not.
Yeah,
most people aren't my friend.
No, I know. I don't like people. I don't like There's a couple animals I'm fond of, but
I don't think we've talked about Arnold Schwarzenegger very much this episode.
He has a pet donkey.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, has a bunch of tiny horses.
Yeah, he loves little horses. Like, he eats meals with them. He plays with them in the yard. Like, if you look at his social media, he is a horse boy. He loves them. They make him genuinely happy.
Little horses.
But I wrote down their names.
I like to ride them.
He has a donkey named Lulu.
Lulu, a donkey named Lulu.
Mm-hmm. He has a horse named Whiskey.
Of course he does, dude.
He has an electric Hummer. I didn't know this until today. He convinced the people that make Hummers, they only made them for the military.
Huh.
And he was like, can I have one? And they're like, yeah, Arnold, we'll make one for you.
Whoa.
And then he was like, I think people would really like these. You should just make them for the general public.
That was him?
Yeah. He told him to do it. And they're like, all right. That
wow.
happened in 1992. He also owns a fully functional 1951 M47 patent battle tank.
What in the fuck? Why?
I think the rules just don't apply to him. Like, I think everybody's like, it's the Terminator. Give him a tank.
Wow, dude. He owns an actual Terminator. Looks just like him. It's very scary. He doesn't turn it on because if he does, it'll try to kill him.
I love it. I think his life sounds very fun.
Yeah.
He loves giving little... Every once in a while, he'll make a little video for social media where he's like holding a sword or something.
Dude,
like,
that video was so crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's wild. That video of him like running his like campaign rally where Dee Snider from Twisted Sister was playing We're Not Gonna Take It.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know.
That's
dude.
Great.
Yeah, truly an embarrassing day for everybody.
It is funny that he was the governor of California. That's very,
it's
very
insane.
Funny.
I remember that. I lived there when he ran, and the primaries that year were so crazy.
Yeah.
It was like, it was literally like he was running, a porn star was running, a frog. It was wild, dude. It was like you look and it was like, who's this person? Like they're just a witch. Okay. A witch is running. The guy, the inventor of the bouncy ball. The guy who made that dancing baby animation video, he's running.
I know that it has to be a right or whatever that you can just run, but you know, I do think there should be some
vetting process. Yeah.
If you can't just run and like sometimes.
Well, there is, though. There is. You have to get a certain amount of signatures to be on the ballot physically. And that's the thing in California. There's enough fucking lunatics there.
Right.
They're just like, yeah, I think 15 dogs in a jacket should be president. Absolutely.
But it's just ridiculous. Like some of these places were like, our mayor's a tree. And you're like,
totally.
Or the mayor's a dog of a. And you're just like,
wait,
okay.
Did that happen?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Where?
I can't remember, but it's like these little towns where they're like, wouldn't it be funny if we technically made our mayor a dog? And it's like, there should be I'm a comedian. I like to live a silly life in a silly world, but there should be a not silly world.
I agree.
There should be something that's real and that has some respect that I won't show, but other people should show. I don't think a dog should be a mayor. I don't think that's a crazy thing, but everything can't be goofy. I don't want everything to be goofy.
So this says that in 2022, New York City elected its first honorary dog mayor, Sally Longdog.
Come on.
Oh, here we go. Mayor Max the Second.
See, this is the shit. This is when I turn into...
What? Dude, listen to this. Maximus Mighty Dog Mueller II was a golden retriever dog who served as the second unofficial mayor of Idlewild.
Oh, come on.
His deputy mayors, Mitzi and Mikey, were his cousins. What the fuck, dude?
We have nuclear weapons.
I know, we do.
We... This is ridiculous, dude.
Dude, I'm going to write in a gun for president.
Dude,
I'm going to vote for an AR-15 for president. Fuck it, dude. Honestly, whatever.
The AR is going to win, dude. It's going to win.
Dude. It's a, this year for president, I voted for a handgun shoved into a watermelon. Honestly, I just thought it was a better choice than the two candidates that were running. One's a sociopath and one's a cop. I voted for the gingerbread man. I mean, honestly, like,
dude, when I voted, I couldn't believe how many candidates were running for president. There's so many unknown, insane psychos, and it's just like, it's you're taking up room on the ballot here, you know? Like, you got to do something. You should at least be able to pass a lie detector test that says, are you really running, or is this some bullshit?
This is so insane. The really crazy thing about this fucking, I'm reading on Wikipedia, and this is, like, written completely in earnest and not, there's no part, there should be a section that's like, what? You know what I mean?
What?
Why? In 2012, the nonprofit organization Idlewild Animal Rescue Friends hosted an election for mayor of Idlewild, which is part of an unincorporated community, has no local government. Okay, that's why. There's no government. So it's, okay. Well, that's kind of fun, actually.
I don't know.
I like it.
Let dogs be dogs. Don't make them mayors. I don't care if it's real. Stop.
I do think,
stupid.
Even when I see a dog in a movie, I'm like, you're giving a dog a job, dude? Come on, man. Those dogs that are like carrying beer to people trapped on mountains or whatever.
Right, right.
Probably wasn't beer.
I mean, cool dog.
Yeah, there was one cool
dog.
You imagine
being trapped on a mountain, you get a nice free beer.
I hope I get the Sam Adams dog. Fuck, dude.
I would love a dog that could bring me a beer. That's what life's all about.
There's got to be those dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want it to still be cold. I don't want it to be like warm and covered in like dog slobber, you know?
Dog that brings you beer.
Got to be true. Someone's done it.
If dogs can be trained to fetch beer. Boone the Labrador, this dog from Pikeville, Kentucky, can fetch beer from the fridge and put empty bottles in the recycling bin.
Whoa.
It's pretty good.
Got to get me one of those.
Yeah, I got to go steal that guy's dog.
Yeah, I need a dog.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah, so Arnold Schwarzenegger gets an A+. Oh, it's time for What's It Called?
Sorry. I didn't prep Caleb.
That's fine. So this week, what we're renaming is The Dark Knight. Great movie. Mm-hmm. But hop in our Discord or on our Twitter. Go to billionairesaregood.com to find the Discord link or follow us at Billionaires Pod on Twitter. And this week it was if The Dark Knight was a musical. Because they did that Joker thing, which was seems like, I haven't seen it, but it seems like one of the biggest mistakes in movie history.
Yeah.
Was to make this Joker sequel a musical.
Absolutely ridiculous. So, I didn't see it yet.
No, me neither. I haven't seen the first one.
Before we get to your names, though.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Jeffrey Wright Report.
The Jeffrey Wright Report. The Jeffrey Wright Report. The Jeffrey Wright Report.
He is not
in
The Dark Knight.
Knight.
I got excited, though, because...
He's in The Batman.
He's in The Batman.
But that's not what we're talking about.
That's not what we're talking about, yeah.
But we're getting close. We're getting closer to finding a movie he's in.
Yeah. Maybe we should just do The Batman so we can have a little
party.
Yeah,
why not?
Yeah.
Why not? We'll have a little Jeffrey Wright party. We haven't renamed The Ides of March. He's
what if
in
everybody
there.
In The Batman was wearing a hat? He's wearing a baseball hat. What if everybody... The Hat Man. There you go.
We got to get Jeffrey Wright as a guest at some point.
Oh, my God. Hello. Hi. I'm ready to lay down. What's up, sleepers? Keep on tipping on your dick hole.
So, all right. So our first day for If the Dark Knight was a musical, got Carl Stoon on Discord said bats.
Damn. Very good. That's very good. Coming in at number 9, Shitbird Deluxe on Discord said, how to succeed in the Oscars without really trying.
Very
Ooh,
good.
Ooh, wow.
Shibi Carlene on Twitter said, Riddler on the roof.
That's great. I love that. At Darth Plato on Twitter had, Dark was the night.
Hell yeah. That's we great. Got Neil FGKS on Twitter said, my fair recast lady.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. At Laundry Pants on Twitter had, dude, my parents sucked at stage combat. That's great.
Exclamation Nick on Discord said, Scatman, skibbity bebop.
Oh, dude. Ski-ba-ba-ba-da-poop.
I love a little scat.
I had that CD single, The Scatman.
Oh.
At Larry Bellello on Twitter had, 7 brides for Two-Face. That's fun. I like that a lot.
Kick Acetron on Discord said, Gotham side story featuring tunes such as, when you're a bat all the way.
From your first panic attack to your last joking day. Oh, man. Hell yeah. And coming in at number 1, the rookie shit this week at Larry Bellello on Twitter with, a funny thing happened on the way to getting these scars. That's great.
Oh, very fun.
Thank y'all so much. You're the fucking best fans in the world.
Lay it on down. Get rich.
And we will see you next week.
We love you.
Bye.
Billionaires are